I always love asking this question, too, of the multi-generation families we get to talk to. Do you feel like it was an option to do anything else?
If you asked me when I was 18, this would have been the last thing I would have told you I was going to do.
Me, too, and that wasn't that long ago. When I'm working at Tip Top, I feel like I'm making an impact on something that actually matters within my life, and it's something I can take forward and do with my kids, and it can matter to them the same way it mattered to me growing up.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. Since 1978, Tip Top Furniture up in Freehold, New York, has been serving that community just outside of Albany, New York. And we're so lucky in this organization. We get so many second, third generation family businesses. And we mentioned it on a previous episode, just the statistics that are out there about how unlikely it is for a family-owned operation to exist past even that, just that second generation, but so many third, fourth, fifth generation businesses that we have the pleasure of talking to, and Tip Top being one of them, and that Donna May and Colby, second and third generation owners, and with plans on, as we talk about in the episode, a fourth generation eventually. It's something that's going to stick with the family, but a fantastic opportunity to be able to talk with them at prime time while we were together about that business and what it's like carrying their father and grandfather's legacy forward, gentlemen who's still involved in the business to this day and attending prime times as well. Had a chance to meet with him off camera and off podcast, but just a really cool story about the way they've been able to evolve their business and hand it down from generation to generation and the things they're learning about the importance of community and just doing right by your neighbors, right? At the end of the day, that's kind of what it's all about, and how that's allowed them to not just exist and continue to operate, but survive and thrive. As Tip Top Furniture and Donna May and Colby, a great mother son duo to be able to have on the podcast and chat with and hear from. They're running a 35,000 square foot business up there in upstate New York and just talking shop about how they, merchandise it to the things they look for, the trends they're seeing. Just a really cool conversation and excited to be able to share that with you here. So let's dive into it. This is Donna May and Colby of Tip Top Furniture here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast coming to you from Las Vegas in prime time. Appreciate Colby and Donna May from Tip Top Furniture. Appreciate you guys joining the podcast and jumping on a whim, right?
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. So Tip Top, let's start with where you are. Where are you guys located?
We're located between Kingston and Albany, New York, in the Catskill Mountains.
Oh, awesome. Well, okay. So fun fact, my wife, my significant other, is from Syracuse. So I am awfully familiar with upstate New York, and her family's in Schenectady.
Not too far.
No, that's fantastic. So what's business like up there right now these days?
Yeah, last couple months have been very busy, learning a lot, getting into it. Yeah.
So what's the elevator pitch on Tip Top? If a new customer comes into the store, what do you tell them about your business?
Well, we are a three-generation business. My father started the business. I run it for him now, and I just brought my son into it. So we're very excited about that.
There's one thing I always remember about the business. It's when I was little, my grandpa would always say, people come from far and wide because they know it's worth the ride. So we're kind of like a destination location. We're out in, like she said, between Albany and Kingston.
Yeah.
It's a little remote, but we bring in people from down in, New York City. We bring people in even from up near where you're talking about. Schenectady and Albany. So
Kingston to Albany, what's the direction?
Albany would be north.
No, okay.
Kingston is kind of south.
Yeah. So what is that? What gets over there? Is that 81 that gets over there? Or what's
32 will take you up to Albany, and it'll take you down to Kingston.
Okay.
And, the thruway gets off in Kingston. And
that's right, 90. I know that thruway from end to end.
Yeah.
Buffalo to Albany, it's quite a ride.
Yeah,
I try to avoid it from like October to May, but no, that's fantastic. So you mentioned third generation. That is quite the feat. So how long in business?
Just about 50 years. We're 48 years and change.
That's fantastic. So what's it mean to still see the business in the fat to both of you? A great question to
It's everything to me. I mean, I came into the store before I went home when I was born. And we lived in an apartment, just me, my mom, and my dad, right above the store across the furniture store. Yeah. So it was my life. I mean, my mom and her coworker Evelyn, who still works with us, used to kind of take turns with me in their office. I'd be in a playpen behind them. And when I got old enough, my dad had me sweeping up in the warehouse. Yeah. And, you know, when I was 14, I got my working papers, got on the delivery truck. I've been at every level.
Wow.
So, yeah, being in sales now and coming to events like this is really exciting for me. And it's nice to do it with my mom and my grandfather. And yeah.
So when they say born into the business, born into.
And she's the same deal. I mean, her dad was running it for as long as she's been alive. So.
Yeah, we come from humble beginnings, but it's a labor of love. We really love what we do, and it shows.
Yep.
That's awesome. So furniture, always furniture since the beginning?
Yep. We've always had furniture, flooring, bedding.
Okay.
Yep. We used to have appliances. We no longer have that, but we're a multi-level store, about 35,000 square feet.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty big store.
Yeah. When you say destination, that is a big location.
Yeah.
That's grabbing people from all over the state, I can imagine.
We always joke that we could fit the whole town inside our store, and that's true, actually.
Pretty easily. It wouldn't even really be
What is capacity, and what's the population?
In our little town, it's literally like 500 people. I'm not kidding.
You could? Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. So what do you remember about growing up in the store, in the business?
My first memories in the store was my grandmother used to clean the store for my father. And so I would dust with her, and I used to get underneath the tables because obviously it was easier for me being little. And my reward, my payment, so to speak, would be an ice cream, and she would read me a book on a sofa when we were done.
That's so cool.
The memories go so far back. It's great when you have a multi-generational business. Yeah. It's your fiber then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I always love asking this question too of the multi-generation families we get to talk to. Do you feel like it was an option to do anything else, or was this always something that you wanted to?
If you asked me when I was 18, this would have been the last thing I would have told you I was going to do.
Me too, and that wasn't that long ago for me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I tried college. She has a degree, but I tried college for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I went to Albany.
Okay.
Didn't enjoy it. I didn't like being so far from home because our family is so tight-knit, not just because of the business, just because of our nature. The main thing for me about coming to work at Tip Top was I would be sitting in class at college, and I would be focused, and I got good grades. I passed all my classes, but it didn't interest me. It didn't affect the part of me that Tip Top does. Like, when I'm working at Tip Top, I feel like I'm, you know, making an impact on something that actually matters within my life, and it's something I can take forward and do with my kids, and it can matter to them the same way it mattered to me growing up. So
hearing that, I could see you, right? Like, what's it doing to you?
You know, there's nothing better than listening to your son make you proud at work, not only at home, but like, and then you come and you see him become an adult and do things that, like, just it's and my dad's probably watching us from somewhere here thinking the same thing, you know. It's like,
So if it wasn't for you, since you, like, 18, you said this was the last thing, what would you have been doing?
So I went to school for child psychology and interior design.
So she's been doing this to you. Making you feel this way. Is that
No, but I did. I did an internship in social work, and that wasn't for me. And I decided, let's try something else. So I started part-time with my dad, part-time waitressing, trying to decide if I was going to go back to school and get a different degree or further my degree so I could do something different. And I just started to really love what I was doing at Tip Top and the people that I was with, you know?
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. The other thing I think that's always unique about multi-generation is the ability to put an imprint, like your own imprint, on the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you come into it and you know, take on more of a role, what kind of evolution did you want to, or impact did you want to have on the store?
Well, for me it was easy because my dad grew the business before the computer age.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So when I came in, we started with the POS systems that were actually in a computer instead of handwritten. We started with websites, with online advertising, and these sorts of things that were just at a point in his career that he was like, meh, you know?
Right. It's worked for so long. Right?
Yeah. And it was okay because he was ready to give that part up. And it's going to go the same way. Like, some of that stuff that changes so quickly, it's better to have multi-generation because they really can grasp it faster than you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's a big thing that kind of we all play off of each other. Me, yeah. My mom, and my grandpa all come from different eras with different business practices, and we can all kind of use that.
Yep.
It makes us a lot stronger as a business. And yep. one thing that my grandpa does kind of play up with our right. business practice is the fact that we're not just a business, but we try to be as active as we possibly can in our community.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing that you mentioned about kind of leaving our own imprint on the business as yeah. a family, we also as a family can leave an imprint on the community that we live in
yep.
and try to be something positive. I mean, I can't go anywhere without hearing something that my grandpa did back in 1985, just saving somebody from something. The person I bought my first car from, his house burned down. He lived in Tannersville, which is about 20, 30 minutes away from us. My grandpa furnished his whole house on credit.
Wow.
So you hear things like that. And yeah. for me, what it did was it developed a culture within me that I can bring to my business. And again, yeah. like, you know, when we go forward, that will still be there. That you can't break. And that's something that the yeah. big furniture stores with 20 locations yeah. don't have.
No, that's so, it's, right. Yeah. You guys are part of the fabric of that community, right? Yep. So being so tied into... you understand kind of what they're going through or what it, you know, it takes to be in that community. And that's always, I think, on our just sort of, you know, for me personally, what I love being able to do with this is get those stories and hear those stories because it gives me those chills, right? It's awesome to hear that. And, like, that's the impact that you guys are having to, you know, within your local communities and the people that are your neighbors, right?
Yep.
So it's awesome. Is there one lesson that you, obviously that's a cool one, right? I feel like I just kind of following up on that. Like anything that stands out, you know, obviously having your grandfather around, your dad around to be able to tap into sort of things he's learned along the way that, you know, if there's one thing that stands out.
Honesty.
Yeah,
just being honest and making sure that you're standing by your product because you're selling it, not just relying on the larger companies that you use to get your product from.
Yeah.
We, as a store, stand behind everything that we sell and everything that we do. We deliver furniture, we bring it into the house, we set it up, and we'll do anything that needs to be done. I know because I was on the truck for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And even with the selling aspect of it, we try to really bring people where they need to be, not to the highest dollar amount. You know, we're very, you know, we're honest salespeople. And that's the most important lesson that I've learned business-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We treat people how we want to be treated.
Yeah,
exactly.
The golden rule, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
How about for anything early on that you know sticks with you that you learned?
Everything you do in life, you have to do with integrity, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you sleep well at night. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's awesome.
Yep.
Anything you'd share with your son about, that you want him to learn?
I just want him to take the steps as he would like to take the steps. He's impressive as it stands now, and I'm just proud that everything that comes out of his mouth just makes me, as a mother, my cup runneth over, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's really, it's full circle for me seeing him in the business.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So diving a little deeper into the business, right? If there's one thing within the store, we've talked a lot about business practices and kind of your approach and philosophy. How about within the store? What's something that you guys, you know, would put your hat on or say you really excel at as a business?
Customer service. I think we've got the best in the business. We are very competitive with prices because I'm constantly studying everybody around me.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're also very unique. If there's anything that I will say to you, if a rep comes in and says, everybody has this, it's the best thing you ever should have, it's the last thing I will buy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. You just have to, you have to go ahead in this world and forge your own way, right?
Yeah.
And you know your client. Because your rep tells you that 80 other stores buys this and you have to have one, doesn't mean that he's right.
Right. No, that's right.
And on the other end of that, I mean, something that she said yesterday to me about merchandising that was interesting. We have our bookends, our big companies, but we also have a huge variety of companies in between that can kind of play into the niches, and that's something that we're trying to grow. That's why we come to these markets, and we try to, you know, we have a very good repertoire of different things that we can order, but also because we have such a large sales floor, we fill that sales floor, and we have everything that anybody would ever need there.
35,000, is that any of that warehouse, or is that?
No, that's our warehouse is off-site. But everybody who comes into the store always says how impressive it is and how we have such a different selection. We really have a very high close ratio because once people come in, it's like they're part of our family too.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So what, I mean, How's the store set? When I walk in, what's kind of that experience that you're trying to deliver to the customer?
You walk
warm
in,
and cozy, yeah. Like a home.
Yep. Yeah.
How do you make 35,000 square feet feel like a home?
Very carefully, sweetheart. Yeah. I live it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
To me, it is home because right. I've been there my whole life. But how we make other people kind of feel
I don't make you eat dinner there often.
How we make other people feel comfortable, I think, is just by, you know, it's less so the store itself because yeah. it is a large store and right. people are there to buy something, right. which can be a stressful experience.
Yeah.
And not everybody is so trusting of salespeople. But when, yep. when you kind of just, you know, get to somebody's heart and let them understand that you're not just trying to sell them something, that you're yeah. you are there for them yeah. and you're not there if they don't want you to
you're
be there.
You're fitting them to what they really need.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's genuine, so they realize that.
Yeah.
When you treat people how you want to be treated and you treat them like family, like you're going to help them. If somebody needs a lift recliner yesterday, you're going to get it to them as soon as possible because it's really right. important to them.
Yeah, things like that, I think, yeah. help us stand apart, too. You can
even
walk
if we got to send Uncle Bri and he doesn't yeah. even, you know, like,
I have
whatever.
To, I might be a salesperson, but I do a lot of the office work and I also unload trucks when we need trucks unloaded yeah. if our guys are busy. I'll go on a delivery here and there. You know, we're all leave our egos at the door when you walk in and you're owning a business. You know, you have to do everything.
That's fantastic. What's yeah. something you want to get better at?
Everything. Always.
Yeah, everything.
Right?
I mean, I don't think there's anything we
there's
can't
no
be better
perfect.
At.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How about, you know, while you're here, you know, you talk about attending markets. Have you guys ever been to Las Vegas market?
Yes.
You have?
I have not.
Okay.
She has.
Well, we went over on this show yeah. just on a bus tour and saw yeah. a couple of spaces, but I've been with my father in the
okay.
past.
Talk about that. You know, I know that's a new thing here at Primetime, right? Primetime's been to Vegas before, but the ability to go over to that market. What was that experience like?
So I thought it was very interesting in the sense that this is a generation that I'm just bringing into the business, and yeah. he's never seen Las Vegas market, so we
right.
got to see a snippet of what that's like. So if he ever does come back and work that market, which yeah. for us East Coasters,
High Point, yep.
right? It's High Point mostly,
yep.
but occasionally it's a good thing for him to get further out of Dodge and see what else the rest of the world is doing.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you have to be global these days. The internet touches everybody.
Yeah.
TikTok has every style on it, right? So, yep. like, just seeing what, like, is only in the Northeast isn't going to really work forever.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. How about just for you personally to be, you experienced it, but to experience Primetime over there, what was that, you know, to have the sort of intimate access to those vendors, right?
It was good to get a first look at some of our vendors. So today when I come in and do my buying, I have
yeah.
a little bit of foresight that I can be more prepared to do what I'd like
yep.
to do, you know? So I think it's an absolutely awesome idea to open it up if it works out for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't take advantage of it. I always thought, like, if you're going to be in Vegas anyway,
right.
why can't you do both things?
Right. It's over there. And hey, we made it. See that?
Yeah. Cool.
And now this show, you know, Primetime, what's kind of the mindset that you come into it with? You're obviously, I feel like, maybe drinking from a fire hose while you're here learning about
yeah.
Nationwide and everything. But
no, that's the main thing for
right?
me. I mean,
yeah.
just trying to...
Well,
soak it all up.
It's an awesome experience to be able to get with all of your different faculties of the business, whether
yeah.
it's your financing, some of your vendors, your Nationwide group, you know, all of the support. It's so cool to be able to network with the other businesses. You
yeah.
share great practices together and you talk about things that need to be better. You talk about
yep.
things that you're doing better than I am.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and it's just, really, it's an awesome thing to be able to come together. Because let's face it, us business owners, we don't get out of our own store very often.
Right,
yeah.
right. Well, to be able to do that, too, you know, to step away, what's it like preparing yourself? For those that, you know, because there's a good portion of the membership, they may have never experienced the Primetime even.
Yeah.
So to those that might be listening or watching, you know, the advice to them to be able to
listen,
to
if you
step away?
Lose 4 days of business, this is so much more worth it. And that's how you have to look at it at the end. Because
yeah.
otherwise, I mean, all right, our town isn't going to fall down when we're gone, but it's going to not quite go the way it was if we were there to manage it the way that we were there to manage it normally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's you will take away from this everything that it's worth that you would lose.
But the other end of that is that we have a lot of trust in our team.
Yep.
We have a small team, a small sales staff,
yep.
but they are so well-versed in everything that they're doing, and they're confident in their ability
yeah.
to run it without us, because my mom and my grandpa over time have instilled those values in them. Even though they might not be family, they are a part of our family. Mark has been there since I was a little kid. I remember coming in and playing computer games with him, and he would always kind of babysit me when I was there and my mom and Evelyn were busy. But he has kind of taken on a larger role since I started being there as being like a teacher, and I have no issues with him being there and kind of him and all the rest of the people that we left running it for the time being. I mean, that's huge, and that's a privilege. You know, not everybody has that.
Cross-train your team.
Yep.
And then you'll feel better about leaving because the day-to-day can get by, and you won't have any fires to put out when you get home.
Yep.
No, that's fantastic. Well, I've already taken up too much of your time because I know you've got a busy show floor to get around. So I want to make sure you guys have plenty of time to do that. But Donna Mae and Colby, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to sit down and chat. This was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Awesome. And thanks again to Donna Mae and Colby. Like I said, just a fun opportunity to be able to chat with the mother-son duo, and the dynamic of that interview is one that, as we were setting it up, I thought it was just going to be Donna Mae, but the fact that she had her son on with her, I think really added to it and brought out some unique perspectives and conversations throughout the interview. So appreciate her and him, being able to do that and spare some time with us. So appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.